Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Yes, my name is Bruce Seeker, and I want to check up on some items, please. My account number is 3680-0640.
Okay, just one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, can you confirm for me your full name and your address?
My name is Bruce Seacott, 875 West Pecos Road, apartment 1106, Chandler, Arizona, 85225.
Thank you. Okay, uh-huh. I'm seeing that you have the subscription for the Jeep. How can I help you today? What is the information that you need, sir?
Okay, the first thing is, when is stage 4 going out?
Okay, you mean the next shipment?
Yeah, stage okay. 4 is the next shipment.
Okay. It's supposed to be Friday, February the 26th, but it's showing that the issue number 35 is out of stock. Let me just check if we have a date for this item.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the estimated date for this item to be back, sir, is showing that it's today, February the 24th. So it's still showing as out of stock. It is an estimated date, but it's going to be available soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Another thing is, in stage 3, which was parts 15 to 26, I did not get my toolkit. I contacted you guys over 2 weeks ago, said you would send me out a toolkit. I still haven't received my toolkit yet.
Okay, let me check. Okay, showing here that it left the warehouse on February the 12th. Okay.
So I should have got it.
Now. Yeah, it's showing as an estimated delivery date is coming soon. So it left the warehouse, but we still don't have updates from the post office. So for now, unfortunately, sir, it's just a matter of waiting, but it is already shipped to you.
Okay. And another thing, last week I called you. You're supposed to refund me back $19.98 for that CD that I did not ask for. And I told the lady when they did that, I'll wait till I get to my Ecto-1 bill. And I told her, do not, on my account, do not send me anything but what I'm paying for.
Okay, yeah, it's showing here. Yeah, it's showing here that the special order was canceled and an adjustment of $19.95 was made. So for the special items, you're not going to receive anymore because it's canceled. You're just going to receive the parts of the car.
Right, yeah, and it's supposed to be the same thing on my Ecto-1. So how long does it take you to refund the money?
Okay, usually once the refund is requested, let me check the date. So was requested on the 19th. It can take up to 3 to 7 business days to be available. So it is showing as adjust. Let me see. 7 business days will be until next Tuesday, sir. So just wait for this time frame, and if you don't see anything, just check us back with us.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now to my Ecto-1, which is 36.
Just a sec. Let me just close this
one. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, 36.
60. 5820.
Okay, just one second.
And I like you to note on my account to only withdraw money when my order is complete to be shipped.
Yeah, it's always, so how it works, first they pre-authorize your card. Okay, so if they have the items, they're going to pre-authorize the car, and the items are going to be sent to the warehouse to be shipped.
Okay.
Okay, so I open here the Ghostbusters subscription. What is the information that you need about this one?
Okay, it says to the same thing, just the Ghostbuster stuff, none of the other crap.
Okay, let me see the special if it is canceled.
Well, you sent me, you took $13.50 out for a Ghostbuster book.
Okay, I'm open here, sir. It's just a little slow, just 1 second.
No, it's okay. And that's when I told them, I don't want none of these specials, but apparently you didn't get it all because you took $19.95 out for a CD that I don't care about.
Okay. So I'm seeing this one. It is
built. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay. So you want to cancel the special from the Ghostbusters show?
What do you mean?
You don't want to receive anything. You don't want to receive any item, like special items for the collection. You just want the parts of the card.
Right. Which I get the display case and all that.
Okay.
But I'm talking about like if something else comes out, like you did, they took out $13.50 for a book.
Yeah, because
how
it happens with the special, they announce by email, so they send you an email 15 days before the shipment to see if you want to receive or not.
I drive a big rig. I'm up in mountains and bad weather all across the United States, so a lot of times I don't get these emails.
Okay. Yeah, so what we can do in this situation is to cancel the special part of the subscription, so you just have the normal, that is the parts of the card.
Right, and then the display case at the end. Right, okay. Now, another thing is, I'm still waiting for my medium-sized T-shirt that was sent out over 3 weeks ago. Where is that?
Let me check, sir, just 1 second.
Because I keep on getting where it's been sent out. Huh?
I'm sorry, it's still loading. It's just
it's
a little
okay.
slow.
It's all good.
Okay, I think it's the one. It's showing here that it was requested reshipment of the T-shirt. Let me see. It's showing that it's still in the warehouse. Let me see if it is not available. Just 1 second. Yeah, it's showing that it's out of stock, sir, so it's still pending.
Before it was in stock, we'll ship it to you. Now it's out of stock.
Yeah, unfortunately, stock changes very fast, sir. It changes every day. So it's going to be pending. It's showing as pending, so it's going to be automatically. Once it is available again, they're going to ship to you.
And what about my license plate and my binder?
Yeah, the license plate is showing out of stock, pending during the account.
That's over 5 months it's been out of stock.
Yeah, I understand.
That's ridiculous.
Unfortunately, everything is more complicated with the COVID. The company is not working with the full capacity. So,
they're faster taking your money out of your account. And they need to get on the ball and stop using COVID-19 as an excuse. All these companies are using COVID-19 as an excuse. Nothing against you, but I'm just saying, you know, I drive a big rig all over the United States delivering, you know what I mean? And if it wasn't for us truck drivers, nobody would have crap, you know what I mean? But they don't realize that. And we drive through this. But I'm just saying it's frustrating, you know? It's and the binder. What about the binder? What's going on with the binder too? Then please.
Let me see. Just 1 second. I Okay, so it's showing here that the binder was the one that was shipped in December, that it was with the shirt. Didn't receive, the binder was not in the box?
No, that's what I told them. I said the shirt was an extra large, I don't wear. And they said, well, we'll send you a medium. I said, how do I send back this T-shirt? Oh, just keep it. We got no use for it. I said, well, I got no use for it, too. It's too size. It looked like a dress on me. And I told them then I did not get a binder. And they said, well, it was backlogged. That's what they told me way back then.
Okay, I'm open here again. Just one more second.
Okay. But I never, it showed on my invoice, you know, and I told them it was not in the box. You know, there was no binder at all.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I request here what is the information that is going to show to me. Just one second.
Okay.
Just a more second. I'm sorry, sir. The system to load everything take a while.
No, it's okay.
Okay. I'm requesting here the reshipment. It's not showing that it's out of stock, at least in this moment. Let me put the information.
Maybe they can send the binder and the T-shirt out with stage 5, which is part 39 to 50. That'd be nice.
Okay. I'm putting the information in a request, the reshipment of the binder. Okay. So if it is available, they're going to ship to you, okay?
Okay. And can you tell me when stage 5, parts 39 to 50 is going to be going out for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, the next shipment date, February 26th, that is Friday.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's shipping that day.
No, yeah, this date is the date, if everything is in stock, they're going to pre-authorize your card, and if it is approved, they're going to send the items to the warehouse to be prepared to be shipped.
Okay, and so that should do it. So if I don't receive my toolkit by next Tuesday, call you guys up and send me another one, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just call to see if we have more information. For now, there's no update from the post office. But it's showing that they departed the warehouse, so it left the warehouse.
Okay, I'll do that then. I'll wait till next Tuesday because it can't do nothing without the toolkit.
Of course, okay. Sir. There's anything else today that I can do for you?
No. You said that they did refund the 1998. And then on the Jeep for the CD, the $24 and something. That was with the shipping. No, wait a minute. Let me back that off. Excuse me. The Jeep, you did tell me, okay, it takes a while. Now, when am I going to receive this book that you charged me $13.50 for? I have not received that yet.
Okay, let me open here.
Because they told me when I get it that I have to pay postage to send it back. Well, it's going to cost me $7 to send it back because I checked with the post office.
It's showing here, this one is showing that the package was delivered on February the 9th. Your item was delivered on the front door or porch at 8 p.m. on February the 9th.
Well, I didn't get it. I live in an apartment complex on the ground floor, and I live with a pool, the playground, the basketball court, that, and people walk through that through that part of the apartment complex to get to those. So if they left it at the damn door, they might have put a sign on it says "Take me," because I did not receive it.
Okay, so in this situation, because you don't want the item, you didn't receive, I can make the adjustment for you.
And another thing is, the reason I know when something is, anytime when somebody comes near my door, my dog barks.
Yeah.
So if a package came, she would bark, you know what I mean?
I understand, and, yeah, they know.
And the apartment complex, starting the 1st of March, have these mailboxes in now that you use on the phone. Like if you got a package, it sends you
a message.
An email. Yeah, and then you go up to the screen, you go to where the mailbox is, and you punch in the number, and it opens the door where your package. So that problem is going to be taken care of. But right now, the apartment complex used to take packages. The postman never came, or FedEx or UPS never came to your door. They always went to the front office and dropped it off there. But because of COVID-19, they stopped doing that, so packages start to come to the doors.
Yeah, you know? I live in the apartment. It's the same situation. They are leaving the door, and it happens to disappear.
they just put it at the door, and they don't wait to see if you open up the door or anything. You know what I mean? And if you live in an apartment, you see a package, you know, you got everybody that lives in an apartment. You know, I'm not saying everybody's bad, but you know, hey, look at that. What's that? Let's take it.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah, unfortunately, it can happen. So what I did in this situation, sir, because you didn't receive and you definitely don't want the item, I did the adjustment for you for the $13.50.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Because I said, you know, I figured, well, I got caught that time. I'll take the book. You know what I mean? And that's when I said, no more. I don't want nothing else. And then somehow they took out for the CD for the Jeep, and I go, wait a minute. They said, oh, we got to put it on that account too.
So I canceled that one. So it means that for the special, the extra items, you're not to receive anymore.
Right. So again, that'll take about 7 days to go on my account again.
Usually it takes this time, 3 to 7. Yeah.
Okay. But like you said, you know, you said you had a dog. Somebody comes to your door, even when I have people, like, walk too close to my door, like when they walk through the alley. I call it an alley, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, apartments on each side, and you got a walkway, and they walk through it to go to the pool or the front office where the gym is and that. It's the main walkway, you know?
Yeah.
And if somebody gets too close to my door, my dog barks. They're too close, you know?
It's the alarm.
Yeah, it's alarm. So, even though it said it was there, you know, and these drivers, they don't give a damn. They get paid to drop it, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like I said, if I didn't have my dog, I was supposed to sign for a document, but FedEx left it at my door, but my dog barked, and I opened the door, and there was the FedEx envelope that I was waiting for. But I contacted the company, and I said, wasn't I supposed to sign for this? They said, yeah. Well, I said, well, FedEx, I just want to let you know, FedEx just dropped it at my door. And the only reason I knew is because my dog barked.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? And you know what it was inside that envelope?
What?
My passport.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. How stupid is that?
Yeah. That is important, something that could not be, yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying. So I appreciate you taking care of that $13.50.
No, it is not a problem. I completely understand, sir. So everything is taken care of for now. Like I say, if you don't receive the other one that you are waiting,
right, right.
Just contact us back.
Well, it's just like I got a bill with Agora Models. I got a bill with Model Science. I just like, if I like the vehicle or like, okay, Modern Science is doing the X-Wing fighter from Star Wars. I like that, so I'm building it. Agora Model is doing a 3.5-foot Terminator. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the movie Terminator, so I got it. But I'm not a, as they would call, geek collector. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I collect everything Star Wars or everything Terminator. I don't. I just like it, a movie, you know. And another company, hopefully they, hopefully Eagle Moss picks it up. But in the UK, they're doing Iron Man, the Mark IV, you know, a 3-foot, you know, electronic and all that. Hopefully, Eagle Moss picks that up.
Usually if it is there in a few months, it can be here too. So it's something that can happen.
But I'm not, you know, collecting everything Iron Man and all that. I just like it. And, oh, okay. It's like somebody who likes a poster from a movie and buys a poster and puts it up on a book. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
And that's what and all these other things, I don't want them. You know what I mean? I got no desire.
Yeah, just a specific item. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then, young lady. I appreciate that. And I'll just wait a couple of weeks. And well, that was kind of you to refund the $13.50. Like I said, I was going to eat the book. You know what I mean? And I asked the person, what kind of book it? Oh, it's like a puzzle book. Yeah, like I really care about a puzzle book. You know what I mean? So
I understand, sir. It's not a problem.
Okay, then. You have a safe day and be careful.
You too.
Out there,
you too, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.